From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, well, welcome into another edition of ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman, and later in the hour, we're going to be visiting with Susie Sondager. She'll be putting on Corey Remembers this weekend, Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at Congregation Albert. And Abby, who, of course, engineers the show. Abby, I wanted to ask you, have you seen Corey Remembers?
I haven't, but Steve has told me a lot about it, everyone, and I'm excited to see it.
I've seen it at least, I want to say, two times. And, yeah, if you haven't seen it, you need to see this. We'll talk more about that in the next half hour. I was listening to the beginning of the show, and, you know, when you've heard the show so many times and you hear the announcer and you kind of go right past the join in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Abby, how much would you appreciate someone calling in and joining in to ask questions about, Christian education with our first guest?
Well, I would love that because first of all, you know, we talk about this stuff all the time, day to day, Steve. You know, that's what our conversation kind of revolves around. And we have talked about how it's so much better when other people bring in their perspective. It makes you think, you get more questions answered, and we just go deeper into a topic. So we want you to call.
And that number is 505-338-5790. You know what? I'll give the text later. I really want folks to call. I want to hear your voice. Appreciate the text, those who've done it.
Call me.
And Abby will be nice, I promise. And we have a gift for you. So be a part of the conversation today at 505-338-5790. And with that said, I want to welcome our first guests into studio. Kimberly Cordova is the principal at Calvary Christian Academy here in Albuquerque. And Edward Varos is the assistant principal. They're both in studio with us. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Steve.
Oh, we're glad you're here. Now, for those unfamiliar, the school, Calvary Christian Academy, now, would you say it's on the campus of, is that how you would say it, of Calvary East?
Yes.
Is it Calvary Chapel East?
Yes, Calvary Chapel East.
Gary Cowan, the pastor up there it's got to be coming on 30 years?
Probably pretty close. I think 86 or 89. I can't remember. Yeah, 89.
Yeah. 33 years. Of course, folks may remember this Calvary that started, it was kind of over near Milne, wasn't it, at the time? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
But they're not. They're up on Indian School. Actually, the address is 12820 Indian School Road. And the number, I'm going to give it now, but I'll give it throughout the show, 505-842-8681. Kimberly, what got you into education?
Oh, I think I've always liked education since I was young. I remember playing by myself. My dolls were my students. So it's always been a big part of my life. Having three kids, you know, that it's just, I love it. It's just great.
Yeah.
It's hard to communicate that.
Oh, I'm imagining you get to pour this knowledge into the next generation. And especially, you know, I'm not going to go into details about what we see in today's world, but that has to be an encouragement to both of you and the staff.
Yes. To be able to share Jesus with these kids is the best thing. And we try to remind our staff that's what we're there for. These days are hard, and we want to make sure that we're giving these kids the foundation that they're going to need when they get out into life.
Right, right. Well, and that's part of what we've done every month on KLYT. Hopefully our listeners have caught it. We've talked about schools, Christian schools throughout the year, including in Las Cruces and in Santa Fe, which we reached Las Cruces at 88.1 FM. Santa Fe from the antenna on Sandia, the one you're listening to here in Albuquerque at 88.3 FM. But we want to make sure that the listeners know that there's options for educating their kids. And Edward, there must have been something that drew you into education.
Yes, definitely. I grew up in Southern California, Los Angeles. A lot of things I've seen out there, not making good choices.
Yeah.
My dad lost his job. We moved out to Albuquerque. And for me, it was get my life right with God. You know, I always grew up in the church. A lot of stuff that I had heard in the streets and what the world promised me, I realized was not true. The only thing that was true was the Lord. And so I wanted to get back and share with others that were younger than me that all this stuff you're hearing about, really, I mean, it's temporary. It's not going to last. And so I got involved with youth group, and I had been doing youth group for about 17, 18 years. But about 8 years ago, Pastor Gary approached me and asked me if I wanted to come work at the school. And what a blessing that has been, because it's opened up the doors. I can't even tell you in so many ways just for the Lord. You know, youth group, you have your teens that come from church and they're there and it's awesome. But with the school, you have kids coming in from all kinds of different churches. Some of them, they've never even been in church. Parents just don't want them in public school setting. And so you look at the field out there, you know?
Yeah.
And the harvest is huge. It's ready, you know?
You know, in the short-term mission trips that I've done, I was kind of picking up on something you said. You know, you go to serve on these short-term mission trips, and you get home, and the people you went to go serve sometimes bless you.
Yes.
Much more than you feel like you left them with the blessing. Would you guys agree?
Yes, totally.
That is true.
The kids, you know, just to see the change in kids, the growth and what have you. And of course, you know, we know from scripture, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and you guys are helping to do that with, Albuquerque's youth, which on behalf of KLYT and ABQ Connect, I want to thank you for doing that. That's quite a task.
It is, but it's a blessing more than a burden.
So, Kimberly, you're on an elevator. This is the elevator speech, okay? What do you do? Oh, I'm a principal. Why Christian education?
Well, for me, I wasn't saved until I was in my late 30s, early 30s. Christian education for me is to give that foundation first and foremost. Early on, we have our preschool program, and our preschool teacher is amazing. She's singing, you know, with those kids. So it's just always
been. How young is that?
3.
Okay.
So 3-year-olds, 3 is the youngest we'll take. And then we go all the way up to 12th grade seniors. So the faith-based, just the education of that Christ is, I can't see if my kids weren't grown up in that situation, how different they would be, I think, today.
Now, we've talked about you and the staff, but you don't leave the parents out, do you?
No, and I think that's one of the things we really try to pride ourselves on is the community that we try to invest in, the parents and the teachers. And I mean, this weekend we actually have a campus cleanup going on so parents can get some volunteer hours in. And
ownership.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because it takes a community to raise these kids. If we can do it on our own, we're deceiving ourselves, because it takes everyone. Parenting is not easy. Teaching is not easy, so it takes a community.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you investing in this community. We're going to hear more about Calvary Christian Academy as we continue with ABQ Connect. Maybe you're a parent, a grandparent, an uncle, an aunt. Maybe you're a student. I don't know. And you've got questions. We'd love to hear those questions. I have the professionals right in front of me here, and they're ready to answer the questions you have about Christian education. The number is 505-338-5790. We'll be back after the break on ABQ Connect.
Calvary Chapel New Harvest is located in the heart of Valencia County and serves the community of Los Lunas and the surrounding area. They gather Sunday morning for worship services at 8 and 10, and the Wednesday night service at 7, led by Pastor David Maestas. Located on Main Street, they also provide programs for kids and youth. Find more details at calvarynhll.org.
Christian Military Fellowship is an association of believers committed to encouraging United States Armed Forces members and their families to love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. CMF involves all ranks, family members, veterans, retirees, and civilian employees. CMF leads the military society one-on-one, heart-to-heart, and person-to-person to commit to Jesus Christ. CMF helps individuals establish and maintain personal Bible study, prayer, and obedience to God in every area of their lives. By committing to these goals, members are encouraged and equipped to share their faith with others. CMF accomplishes this by providing resources to grow deeper into the heart of God, discipleship tools to foster Christian growth, and opportunities for training, mentoring, and biblical counseling. Looking for a local chapter or wish to start one in your area? Find out more at cmfhq.org.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700, or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
Steve Ryman on ABQ Connect. And, you know, I don't know if I'll do this every day, but don't be surprised. Thank you, Ben Lucero, for what you do to sponsor ABQ Connect. And, of course, by doing so, makes it possible to really hear all the various teaching and public policy programs, everything you hear on KLYT. We're in studio today with Kimberly Cordova and Edward Vados of Calvary Christian Academy up at Calvary Chapel East up on Indian School. The phone number, by the way, I'll give it again, is 505-842-8681. Didn't do this earlier. I want to do this a couple times, too, because the phone number, the address, everything is at calvarychristianacademyabq.org. So if you're looking for information, you'll find it there. And, we talked a little bit about why Christian education in the first segment. And I want to go back to, and actually I'll throw this out to either of you. We have someone listening to the radio station and, whether it's with you guys or other schools we've had on and, you know, I'd love to have my kids in a Christian school. They're in public school. I simply couldn't afford private education. So how would you address that? And what would you tell them?
Yeah, Steve. I mean, we've heard that before from people saying, yeah, it is expensive. It gets high up there. You don't know how tight my bills are. And we agree with you. We know that it is a sacrifice. And that's really what it is. It's a sacrifice. But I can tell you that a lot of times you'll be surprised if you just come on and just talk to whatever school it is you're thinking about. Sometimes just the opportunities that are out there and what's available. I know for us, I can tell you that we do work with a foundation, Connor Christian School Foundation. They're out of Roswell, and families can apply to get a scholarship from there, and funds are available for them. Also, you know, we don't advertise this on our website, but there are some times where a church member or a family comes in and they just, here, I have some money I want to give as a donation, as a gift. Can you set this aside? If someone's struggling or they can't meet the tuition, apply this to help them. And they do that anonymously. They don't want to be recognized for that, and they just want to help out families. So we always have every year the scholarship where they could apply to, and then depending on how many families, either from the church or from the school, just give extra and want to help, that's available as well. But like I said, for those of you listening and you think, I can't afford it, you never know what God will do. You know, it doesn't hurt just to come and ask. I know sometimes we've helped out families and they didn't know that they were going to get any help at all.
Right.
And when we tell them, just the look on their face, really? You're going to bless us with that? Yeah, because that's what we're here to do and God's called us to do. You know, so.
Yeah, that's got to be encouraging to see those families get that assistance that they need to get their kids where they want them to be. And I'm going to guess as well, I'm not sure I looked on the website for this. It's probably a place on the website for those who hear this and say, you know what? I want to give towards someone's education. They can do that probably on the website. Is that right, Kimberly?
Not yet, but if you give us a call, then we can tell you how to donate via, you know, so PayPal website, or something like that.
The website is the place to go to get the phone number.
Correct.
Okay. It's Calvary Christian Academy, abq.org. Great place to start. And, yeah, I want to say to that person that's listening, that is saying it's something I wouldn't be able to listen, unless you make the phone call and make the contact, that's the first step. No promises, I'm sure.
That's correct.
But there are ways to get assistance, and we'll see what can happen. Now, this is one of the areas that I was a little bit involved in school, sports. There may be some schools that, you know, as far as they get with that is physical education. Do you guys go beyond that?
We do. We are a part of the New Mexico Homeschool Charter League and the New Mexico Christian Association of Athletics. So both leagues. Right now we're gearing up to play some boys basketball. And then in the wintertime we'll play a little bit more boys basketball and some girls volleyball. And hopefully we can have a track team. Again, we've had a track team in the past.
Okay, you just scored points with Abby, by the way, our engineer, because she's an avid volleyball player.
Yes, so am I. That's my sport, so I try to help coach if they need help. If we can't find a coach, then I'll coach. But that's another great way for parents to get involved or anyone, you know, looking just to get involved. We're always looking for coaches to help out.
Well, and let me say this, and again, amen if you agree, but sports, extracurricular activities, along with study at home, are great ways to keep kids busy.
Amen to that.
And big amen.
Out of trouble, keep them. And the nice thing about the Christian sports is we pray, especially with the New Mexico Christian Association. They pray before all the games. Mm-hmm. They pray at the end. And, you know, the expectation of good sportsmanship.
Right. Now, I, you know, you shouldn't ask a question you don't know the answer to when you're doing an interview. But are there actually teams that win and teams that lose, or does everybody? Well, everyone wins because they participate. I get it. But is there placing and, you know?
Yes, there is. Yes. So we actually played, last year.
Sorry. I had to ask. You know, we grew up in a world where there was some disappointment.
Yeah. Sometimes. That you lose sometimes. I think that's part of the real world. Our boys played with the YMCA this past summer and, they actually won their little division, so they were super happy.
Nice.
I mean, if you look back to them a year ago, they had just started playing together. They didn't win a single game, and then they started playing the Y, and they took the tournament.
So, there you go. They learned about teamwork and...
And loss.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, someone taught me one time, practice makes permanent.
Yes.
Not necessarily perfect.
Yes.
I mean, it could be practice makes perfect. Poor performance if you're practicing poorly. So anyway, good to hear that. That's encouraging. Now, here's something else I did not do when I was on the website. There must be a mascot.
The Knights. Okay. We're the CCA Knights. Everyone, sometimes I'll be wearing my jacket and they're like, oh, you're from Del Norte. And I'm like, no, we're from Calvary Christian Academy. So we are the Knights.
Okay. My high school was the Honkers. He laughed.
Is that an animal? I don't know what that is.
It's a Canadian goose.
Okay.
Wait, how tough? Hey, we're playing the Honkers. I love it. Okay. Anyway, listen, I'm Steve Ryman, and we are in studio with Kimberly Cordova. She's the principal, and Edward Vados, the assistant principal for Calvary Christian Academy. And we're going to wrap things up. Anything, 30 seconds, you guys think we left unsaid that you want to make sure to mention? Maybe the before and after care for the kids?
We do have that. So the before care is open at 7, and then we go to 6 Monday through Friday. I just want to emphasize the community, because Christ does call us to serve and, you know, be in that community fellowship. And so I feel like CCA is really, made that a point in our community to, you know, sacrifice, and our teachers sacrificed, and our parents sacrificed. So the community to me is really important.
All right.
Oh, definitely, Steve. I mean, the other thing is, parents out there, you know, pray. See what God's telling you to do with your family. You know, I know not everyone can afford private school, so some are in public, you know, and we are praying for them as well. I know my wife works in the public school system right now, and it is getting hard, you know, not for just teachers, but students as well. And it's one of those where if you just pray and step out in faith, I think sometimes you'll be surprised, as we were saying earlier, just what God will do, and you can afford it.
All right. Well, let me give the information again for parents and grandparents, anyone listening that's interested. Calvary Christian Academy, abq.org is the website, and there you'll actually find the phone number, 505-842-8681. If you're up in the Northeast Heights and you want to stop by the admin office, 12820, that's 12820 Indian School Road, Northeast, and I'll make it easy. Look for the, you know, for those who've been here a long time, look for the old Blue Cross Blue Shield skyscraper up in the Northeast Heights.
We're the building across the street from Hinkle. That's what I always say.
There you go. That's, it makes it easy to find. And with that, thank you guys both so much for coming in today and letting our listeners know about the option they have for Christian education.
We appreciate you, Steve. Thank you.